here's a story from The World.
In Mozambique, the coronavirus has been more or less kept under control. Mozambique has another crisis it's also keeping its eyes on, the threat of terrorism. Last week, a militant group linked to ISIS attacked a port town in the northern part of Mozambique. The World's Halima Gikandi has that story.
The attack on Mocimboa de Praia wasn't the first. The port town sits in the province of Cabo Delgado in northern Mozambique. In recent years, the region has experienced growing attacks by militants. Things escalated last week.
De um grupo de terroristas nos distritos do norte da província de Cabo Delgado.
That's Mozambique's Minister of Defense, Jaime Neto. He said militants disguised as civilians entered Mocimboa de Praia. They murdered civilians and attacked the nearby port, taking it over, according to local media. Martin Iwi is with the Institute for Security Studies in neighboring South Africa.
This is extremely worrisome because what this signifies is that the government have lost control in terms of its handling of the crisis.
At the heart of the crisis is a group known as Al-Sunna wa Jamaa. They've been attacking this part of northern Mozambique for years. The violence has displaced thousands of peoples, even forced some NGO offices to suspend services. But it's unclear what the group wants. Yusuf Adam is a historian in Mozambique. He's been tracking the new group.
When they started, basically they were youth. They didn't work. They sold in the markets.
Adam says there are a number of factors contributing to the rise of the group. There is a lot of poverty and young people out of work. It's causing a lot of frustration, especially while there are big mining and natural gas projects in the area making millions in profits, projects that haven't improved the lives of locals.
They were expelled from their land. The money they were paid for their land was not what they were expecting and what they wanted.
Adam says all of this has contributed to what has become an armed insurgency in the north, with militants that are well armed.
They get a lot of equipment and so on from what they rob from the army.
There are also growing concerns about the group's international ties. And one video believed to be from earlier this year shows armed militants in Cabo Delgado dressed in army fatigues.
Non queremos bandeira de Frelimo. Queremos bandeira de la ilha.
They're holding a flag of the Islamic State. There are ISIS affiliates in some parts of Africa, but it's unclear what that means for Mozambique. Major General Dag Van Anderson leads the U.S. Special Operations Command Africa. He recently spoke about his concerns during a press conference.
We are looking at and assessing what's happening in northern Mozambique up in the Cabo Delgado region. So we are concerned with it because we do believe that there is a local issue there, a local grievance that is now being leveraged by Islamic State in particular.
General Anderson said the extent of the ISIS connection in northern Mozambique is still unclear. Martin Iwi of the Institute for Security Studies says the insurgency should be considered an international problem. Fighters from neighboring countries have reportedly joined the group.
The way it is going now, it could become a regional crisis that will affect other countries in southern Africa.
Mozambique has tried to stem the insurgency with military force, deploying soldiers and setting up roadblocks. That hasn't worked so far. Plus, the security forces have been accused of human rights abuses, killing people thought to be members of the group or assisting them. It's become nearly impossible for researchers and journalists to even visit the Cabo Delgado province. Iwi warns the government's approach could backfire.
If we don't go in there to protect human rights, there's going to be a heavy backlash to any intervention, no matter how good it might be. There's going to be a heavy backlash, and that backlash is what feeds the insurgents.
He says Mozambique needs international support, especially from its neighbors. On Monday, the Southern African Development Community, which is the region's political body, said it would help Mozambique as it confronts the terrorism and violent attacks. But they didn't say when that help would come or what it would be. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi.